Hi, welcome to Dear Nikki. My name is Nikki, and if you've been here before, welcome back. And if you're new to the show, this show is all about sex and the fantasies that people have, reading from emails directly and anonymously sent to me. Together, we explore the experiences of everyday people, just like yourself. You never know who I could be reading from. I could be reading from your next-door neighbors. This past weekend, they went off to a hotel and experienced their first threesome. I could be reading from your wife, who wrote in about you watching her with other men. I could be reading about a man who lost a bet during Wii bowling. He had to run around the club naked, then the neighborhood, then across the street. You just never, ever know. And if you have any erotic confessions, fantasies, or anything else, feel free to send them to Nikki at nikky@dearnikki.com or anonymously on the website at dearnikki.com under the confessions tab. Just remember, by submitting a confession, question, even hello, or really anything else, you certify the following are true. You are the sole creator of the submission. You're 18 years of age or older, legally able to write, submit erotic or pornographic material. Stories including bestiality, incest, incest fantasies, underage role play, rape sex, rape fantasies, or other non-consensual content or racial slurs will not be aired. We reserve the right to change names or other identifiable information, and you're releasing all rights to your creation. Okay, first and foremost, I've got some dates for you. I swear, with this industry, you have to be really ready and willing to shift left really fast. So I have some, they're not as last minute as last time though, they're about a month away. So you guys will be happy about that. I will be in Exotica, Chicago Exotica, from April the 12th to the 14th, leaving on the 14th meeting. So basically you can see me on the 12th and 13th, Chicago, Illinois. Look it up, exotica.com for your tickets. Ladies getting free on Fridays, I do believe, but I definitely will be there. Trust me, my airline tickets are bought. So I'm going. I have a room to stay and everything. I'm going. The following week, hello, Wichita, Kansas. I actually have links for this one, and I'll post them on my social media so you can find it there. It's a private party. It's a hotel takeover, April 19th and 20th. So I would love to see you guys there. Say hello. Get to meet you. Have a drink with you as usual. I enjoy all of that and above. It's very nice meeting every one of them, every one of you. It's always my top thing that I really do love when I go somewhere. So I got to thinking about, I don't know, it's, you know me, my mind tends to go on left or right tangents, but I was really horny, so I had to stop. And I'll be honest, I went and masturbated. And God, it felt so damn good. I mean, like, it's like my brain, like, I don't know if you've came so hard where your brain's like pop and it like starts thinking on all 16 cylinders, you know, or how many cylinders we have in our brain. But it's like I'm firing right now. I can't really tell, but I am. So that got me to thinking, when we are cloudy brained, or when our words, or what I call heavy tongue, don't form, should we go masturbate? Is that a sign that maybe we need a reset button? You know, I talk about doing hard lefts because just like when you go to your 9-to-5 job, you have a hard left. May it be the drive home, may it be going for a walk, maybe it doing many of other things, playing video games, reading a book, having a glass of wine, whatever it is before you start your, you know, whatever, taking a 30-minute nap when you get home. Who knows? Mine is a lot of things, but it's usually away from this. So it's like I binged watched a couple weeks ago, or about a week or so ago. I finished watching Death and Other Details. I love a good whodunit mystery. Love them. I think I've Googled almost every one of them and to see, but that's my hard left away from this. But I still find myself, you know, thinking back to things. It kind of resets my brain. But this morning I needed a little more because it felt like I was not firing on all cylinders, even though I'd had my, you know, I took a brisk walk, you know, with Zeppelin, and we did our morning routine and everything. But It just felt like I was not, and my teeth were bothering me. So back to what I was saying before, I go too down on the yellow brick road. Is it a sign? Is it a sign that when we can't find our words, possibly is it a sign to masturbate or do a hard left? Today, at this moment, I'm going to say yes, because it did kind of make me have clarity, kind of like when the sun peeks out from the clouds, pop. So I'm going to go with yes with this on just my scientific, you know, experimentation over here, because, you know, Darcy always says we don't have scientific proof, but today I do, but tomorrow it could change. But I'm wondering about you. Have you ever been so brain fogged or tongue heavy, as I call it here, that you couldn't form worms or a thought, worms, words, or a thought that you go masturbate? If you haven't tried it, I'd like some questions, you know, or answers back. See if you come up with the same conclusion I do. You know what time it is. It's time to sit back, relax, let's have a whiskey with some filthy cherries, of course, and explore some erotic fantasies from people just like you and me. Dear Nikki, I recently found myself embarking on an interesting and delicious journey of self-discovery. Please allow me to share it with you. I'll call myself Rachel for the story, not my real name, of course. I came from a religious upbringing and married at 19. I went to college, though, as did my husband. I was amazed at the world I discovered there. While my religious sensitivities displayed discomfort with what I heard and saw the other girls getting up to, inside I was intrigued and somehow excited about it. However, I behaved myself, confined myself to marriage and study. Eventually, I found myself age 34 and divorced, in the middle management position in a large city company. To get an image of me, I've been often told I look like a Jennifer Connelly with slightly fuller figure. Regarding my husband, he went deeper down the religious hole. While I was feeling drawn to fulfill the needs of my hole, I was frustrated and unfulfilled. I needed more in my life than a husband with a chipolata and a belief that sex was the work of Satan. I was doing well professionally at my company and in a nice apartment that enabled me to freely explore myself, but I knew I needed more. Then one day a journey commenced that gave me just what I craved and more. I'll call him Brian for the story. Try to imagine George Clooney and Mel Gibson love child in his early 40s. He was an economist at a large bank. I would go to the same cafe for lunch every day, and just because I liked it. One day I was there and looked across the room, and there he was. My first glance made me tingle. Brian was the most attractive man I'd ever seen since I became free. I found myself staring. Then he looked up, straight into my eyes, and his gaze was fixed on me for more than 30 seconds. He had an alluring, yet mischievous, upward smile on one side of his mouth, ever so slightly as he looked at me. Then he returned to reading for a few minutes. Then he left. This happened that way every day for the following week, with the length of his glances increasing. Until one day, fate entered the situation. I arrived at the cafe as usual, and it was packed. The only seat I could see free was at Brian's usual table. He saw me, smiled in a way that could have made my panties just drop to the floor then and there, and then he gestured for me to join him. My heart rate increased, and in the background, the song by The Doors, "Hello, I Love You," was playing. I may not have loved him, but I was aching to jump into his game. I sat down and we introduced ourselves to each other, and we shared our abridged stories. His economy with words was alluring as it was mysterious. His eyes never stopped looking into mine. Our conversation was amazing. He had a natural way of putting me at ease while igniting something inside me I've never felt before. That's how it was for the next few weeks. We talked about all sorts of things, but he always, every day, managed to subtly steer the conversation back to me, my stories, my desires. Little by little. Then our conversation incrementally contained a sexual element momentarily, but it somehow always was added by me. It felt like he led me there, and I couldn't help myself but walk through the door. It excited me to no end. In that time, it turned out Brian had come to understand and respect my inexperience, but had also somehow gauged my level of desire and my need to explore. As it turned out, he had a plan to take me there. One day after our daily flirty lunch meets, I returned to my office and found a package for me on my desk. I opened the note attached, and it just read, "Explore," and it's simply signed B. I opened it discreetly and a very erotic-looking object that turned out to be a small vibrator. A note inside said, "Learn yourself to be able to enjoy yourself before you can learn to enjoy another. Sign me." I took it home that night and spent time searching Google on how the best to use it. I followed what I found, and to my surprise, I had the first of many amazing experiences that just got better and better as I explored. When I saw him at lunch the next day and went to thank him, Brian just put a finger over his mouth in a shh gesture, said we don't discuss that, then diverted our conversation. Over the next couple of weeks, our lunch meetings continued daily. A few gifts of various types of play toys arrived at my desk with notes guiding me on my journey of discovery. By this stage, I had discovered on how to make myself come. I was hooked on it. I loved it. Then one day, there was a large package on my desk when I arrived at work in the morning. I'd opened it, and the note simply said, "Follow all the instructions and text me now. Once you've done everything it tells you. Again, just sign B." I did everything he said, and then I sent the text. "I think you'll work out what was in the package now." Suddenly, I felt a gentle, pulsating vibration in my pussy and on my clit that slowly increased in intensity. Up and down it went in intensity, randomly stopped and started all morning. It felt amazing. It made it hard to focus on my work, and I had to hide my reactions a few times, but it made me come a number of times. I sat in front of Brian at lunch. He gazed me straight into the eyes with a cheeky smile and operated the device on his phone. It made me come in front of him. It was so excited. I wanted him desperately. And then he said, "I think you're ready, Rachel." Then slid an envelope across the table, smiled, then stood up and left. I opened the letter and he gave me information about a hotel, told me what to wear, what time to be there, and contained a small envelope that had Jonathan written on it. I was to give Jonathan the envelope at the hotel reception desk. Brian also wrote, "Trust me, Rachel. I assure you of your safety. Relax, let go, and go with the flow. I promise you will not be disappointed." I did everything Brian's note told me to do. Want to hear what happened next? Rachel. Well, Rachel, that's just a silly answer. See, I'm all going to have to go come again now because you got me all tongue twisted. Son of a cow. I knew this was going to be good when you put the Doors on there because you may not believe it, but I'm wearing my Doors t-shirt today. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Darcy was right. I was going to love this one. There is something about a man that can do that up tit smirk, just the little corner. Gentlemen, listen, and ladies, if you can do that little, you know, the sex communication with your eyes and the little smirk, not a cocky asshole smirk or bitchy smirk, the little, I don't know, it's like on point. It's like, "Here's my panties. You can have them. Look how wet they are. I'm sorry they slapped you in the face." Holy hell. Yes, I want to know what happened to the rest of the story. You have us on pins and needles. Matter of fact, I talked to Darcy this morning and he completely complained. Like, "I hope we get the next one. I hope we get, when are we getting the next one?" And, you know, I still hadn't read it yet, so I didn't know. Now I know why. Will you please do me a favor? It's in the next one because somebody's chomping at the bit. And now I am too. Oh my goodness. Yes, I have had something like this happen. And there is someone in my life like this. And I'm like, "Yep, here's my panties. Let's go fuck." But he's right. He's so fucking right. And I don't mean this just on a woman's standpoint. I mean, it's funny that you brought up religion. You know, we don't normally delve down this things. There's things to appreciate about anything you do ritualistic or how you believe. It teaches you discipline and respect. I do believe those are the good things that come out of, among many other things. But the things that's common out of whatever you believe in is the discipline and the other. You know, those are good things to actually have in life. That being said, anything you do or believe in can go really bad one way or the other, and we don't like that here. So I can completely understand. And coming out of that funk, I am so proud of you. I'm so proud of you for exploring yourself. And he's absolutely right, ladies and gentlemen. If you do not take time to learn what gets you off, how you want to be touched, how are you going to learn to enjoy and explore your partner? or in this case, an unfinished story. Oh my God, I'm dying over here. Ugh. Right, you're really going to have to write in. You're really, really going to have to write back in. So that being said, I am so very proud of you. I'm so very proud of you for taking that first step. As a woman, I know how hard it is. And as our body changes, our sex changes. And that really goes for both sexes here. How we change as 20s, 30s, and 40s, and I haven't hit the others yet, but even as gentlemen can say, I mean, why we have the Viagra pill, right? So things change and we have to learn in life, as with any situation, to be making these hard lefts and rights, to go with the flow, as we say. And okay, we're pivoting this way today, and okay, we're pivoting that way. Because, you know, I am probably more sexed now. And I'm still, like you, exploring and finding new things out about myself. Am I able to get off like I was, you know, a couple months ago? Probably not. It's just because my body's changing. I'm going through the, you know, the things that women do in their 40s to almost 50s. I'm 46. I'm not 50 yet. But, you know, from the simple things of the makeup that I wore, I literally said to a friend the other day, it felt like at one point, because my hormones are changing, that 2 days different and I couldn't wear it. I really look like, sorry for this, Batman, the Scarecrow that wears that horrible looking thing. I really felt like I needed to wear one of those over my face because it just was not setting and I looked a lot older than what I was. It was just doing the things that it wasn't, you know. So again, things change. So we shouldn't get frustrated and stop exploring ourselves because our bodies aren't reacting. Sex is okay. Sex is natural. Masturbation is natural. Masturbation is really good for our health. There's nothing wrong with it. I'm in the belief here when it comes to masturbation that if it wouldn't be good for us, we wouldn't be able to do it. But I mean, I know there's probably multiple different topics and somebody's shouting at me right now saying you're wrong, da, 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 but you know what? I can't hear you. So I say keep going. Yes, I want the second part of the story. And I fell in love with you as soon as you put the doors. I completely understand that. I've had that with a certain person. And I have to tell you, there is somebody in my life that can give me just that. They have that those eyes that say multiple dirty things and they can do that little uptick smirk. Yeah, like I said, panty sweat, and I'm throwing it right in his face. So please, yes, get him off my back. I would love to hear his second story. He's not mad or anything, but just, yes, we're desperately waiting over here. Oh, on a side note, I had a feeling what chipolata was, just in case you, to save everybody a Google search here. It's a small spicy sausage. And I looked that up in the middle of the story because I wanted to make sure I was pronouncing it correctly. It took me 5 minutes to stop laughing. So if my demeanor changed in the middle of the reading, it's her fault, not mine. Just saying. Dear Nikki, I was staying with a couple of friends from college, Ethan and Hannah, for the weekend. Ethan and I had been playing college hockey together, and I had known Hannah and her friends before the two had even started dating. I'd gone through a breakup a couple months before, so they decided to have some friends over for drinks and hang out to get my spirits up. Before everyone arrived, Hannah changed into a very sexy dress, very short, tight, and accentuated her perfect body. She was 26 years old, about 5'10", long legs, and a tight, athletic body. She had the most amazing set of fake D-cup breasts that she said she bought herself as a present for graduating engineering school. She would always say that they were expensive and that she was going to flaunt them whenever she could. And to say that she was flaunting them in this dress was an understatement. When she came out from getting ready, she asked, "Well, how do I look?" As if she didn't already know. I didn't want to sound creepy or stare too long, so I just looked her up and down and playfully said, "I think that'll be fine for a nice night in." She gave me a flirtatious smile, clearly noticing how my voice fluttered a little when I said it, and possibly lingering my gaze on her chest for a few moments too long, and said, "Well, I do like the attention. Hopefully someone notices me." The three of us, as well as a handful of other friends, hung out at their house all night drinking, playing games, and chatting. The night was definitely doing its job of taking my mind off my ex-girlfriend and helping me loosen up. A few people had left the night and the crowd was getting smaller. Hannah was sitting across from me in the living room. I couldn't stop looking at her and how sexy she was in her tight dress. I was trying to be careful not to get caught looking too long, when at one point she adjusted her position and crossed her legs, which gave me a direct view of her pussy. She wasn't wearing any underwear. I could see she was shaved except for a small triangle of hair just above her pussy. I must have gotten caught looking at this point when I looked up and she was looking directly at me with a naughty smile, knowing what I just saw. She didn't seem bothered at all. She just continued the conversation with our friends. About an hour later, it was just Hannah, Ethan, and I hanging out in the living room talking about the good old days of college. We started to play a game of truth or dare, which was mostly just truths mixed in with some small dares. Not long into the questions turned to a more sexual nature. I asked Hannah what was the sluttiest thing she'd ever done. She said it was back in college when she hooked up with two guys in one night. She clarified that it wasn't at the same time, but kind of wished it was. Ethan said all his would probably be with Hannah, having sex in public places. I admitted that mine was with an old girlfriend using tons of toys in the bedroom and letting her peg me. They both seemed quite interested in this and had some follow-up questions, which I was nervous but happy to answer in my buzz state. For the next question, Hannah asked me when the last time I had sex was. I admitted it had been over 6 months for me and that my ex and I had drifted apart and were not physical together anymore, one of the reasons that we broke up. They both seemed shocked, stating that they had sex almost every day. Hannah added that she even masturbates often and will use a dildo during sex because, as she said, she's insatiable. Hannah got up to make more drinks as Ethan and I kept talking. When she came back, she surprised me by sitting close to me on the couch. She put a hand on my leg and said that it's a shame that I haven't had sex in so long as she started to rub my thigh. And then she looked at me in the eyes and said, "I dare you to unzip my dress." I quickly complied as she let the dress fall to her hips, exposing her perfect tits. Ethan then moved over next to Hannah and started sucking her erect nipples. I couldn't believe what I was seeing when Hannah said, "Your guy's turn." Then she undid the fly of my jeans and I started removing my shirt and jeans as she turned towards Ethan and started to help him undress as well. It happened very quickly that the three of us shed all of our clothes and were naked. I played hockey with Ethan for years and it seemed him naked countless of times in the locker room. But seeing him hard was something else. His cock looked enormous, both long and thick. I thought I was blessed with a nice cock, but his was something else. We were both kissing and groping Hannah's perfect body as she had a hand on each of our dicks. Ethan stopped for a second and suggested that we take this to the bedroom. Once we were there, Hannah told me to lay down. She got over the top of me and kissed me deep, and then kissed me down my body before licking me and taking my hard dick into her mouth. She had some serious skills. I joked and said that practicing on Ethan's huge dick has definitely helped suppress the gag reflex. While she was still sucking me as a pro, she raised her ass as Ethan positioned himself behind her and slid his big dick into her pussy. The feeling of her moaning and being thrust while I was in her mouth felt amazing. We continued fucking like this for a few minutes until she looked up at me and said she wanted me to fuck her. She had laid down and spread her legs and started playing with her pussy while I stood up and positioned myself between her legs. She then grasped my dick and guided it into her dripping wet pussy. As I started to fuck her, Ethan was kissing her perfect tits and then down her stomach. I started picking up my pace as Ethan went further down and began licking Hannah's clit, making her moan loudly. I could feel his tongue flicking against her and against my dick as I kept fucking her. He then stood up beside us and Hannah started stroking his cock. Hannah and I were kissing deep while I thrust hard inside. Her hand was on Ethan's perfect dick, inches from our faces. Without thinking, I looked up and took Ethan's dick into my mouth. I have never thought of myself a bi before, but the excitement of everything mixed with the smell and taste of her pussy on his dick made it felt so natural. I had my mouth full of his dick while I was inside Hannah. He started to moan and really get into the blowjob. I pulled off Hannah's. Eyes were wide with amazement as she leaned over and started licking and sucking Ethan. We continued to suck him together for a few more minutes. Then we switch to 69 with Hannah on top of me, Ethan quickly getting behind her. I had a close-up view of his dick entering her and stretching her tiny pussy. Eating her pussy with his cock pounding her deep and dripping pussy juice into my mouth was amazing. She was in so much pleasure, coming over and over again. It was hard for her to focus on sucking my dick. After several minutes, I heard Ethan start to moan and tense. His balls began to explode deep into her pussy while I was licking enthusiastically. He pulled out and mixed their cum and started to drip onto my face. Hannah quickly turned and then straddled me. Ethan grabbed my cock and wrapped his lips on my dick and sucked me until I was rock hard and guided me into his sexy girlfriend's pussy. Her pussy was so wet with Ethan's cum filling it. The extra lube felt amazing. As Hannah continued to ride me, pressing my face against her perfect tits, Ethan started to lick her ass and the back of her pussy, licking my shaft as she bounced on top of me. He was licking and massaging my balls, and at this point, he must have remembered our conversation about my fondness of being pegged and how my prostate orgasms were so intense. He grabs Hannah's vibrator that she kept on the nightstand. With all the cum and saliva, there was no need for lube, and he slid it into my ass. The pleasure was so intense that within the minute, I was convulsing, filling her beautiful pussy with cum. We all decided we should shower since we were so exhausted from making love. The three of us got into the large rainfall shower, kissing and groping each other. The three of us retired to the bed, fully satisfied. The experience was so amazing and definitely helped me get over my breakup. The next morning, we fucked again. Since then, whenever we can get together, we make sure we get together. We have gotten ever kinkier in with our experiences in the 2 years since our first. I may have to share a follow-up with one of our more recent adventures, Jordan. Okay, Jordan, the two of you people that just wrote in this week, now I know why I'm supposed to be highly encouraging both of you. That was my note from this morning, because I started yesterday reading it, but I got distracted and had to go do something, so I didn't get to finish till this morning. So that's why this morning's team meeting with Darcy was, have you highly encouraged them to write in? So please write in. If I, can't give you his voice, but please, Jordan, please write in. Both of you, please write back in. This is hot. They were both really hot. I'm going to have to go come again. So thank you so much for that, because I'm cum-fuggled, and I just came before I started recording again, but my orgasms either energize me or they cum-fuggle me. And it's funny because this one energized me, but now I'm cum-fuggled because of the two of you. So yes, please write in. Oh my goodness. I love that you were the perfect example. Like, she was the perfect example of self-sexploration. See, cum-fuggled. And you are the perfect example of being in the moment, lust haze, as we call it. And it's developed into, I don't know, because you have to write in, but it's developed into something more, obviously. I like that you both self-explored here, because this is a self-exploration and an admission of what you're into. I don't know if I'm totally on board with talking about sex, being so open. I like to have the decorum of being able to go to dinner and people are having conversation. Maybe it's because of the business I'm in. I like that hard left. But I do enjoy when someone recognizes me and actually comes up and tells me their story. It's very flattering, one. Two, I love knowing that there are other people like ourselves out there and physically seeing them. That's why I encourage all of you to go to a brunch, a lifestyle brunch or meet and greet. They're great places just to meet like-minded people. Read the description, but all the ones I have gone to are open to anything that's in your bag of tricks, as we should say, anything that you desire. Just make sure you read the rules before you go, or this description. Some of them are just for lifestylers, and some are they're open for sexplorative people like you and I. It's a very common thing for me to get when I'm at some of these places that ask me if I'm in the lifestyle, what are my rules? I've said that before, where I always just say that I'm sexplorative. I don't, I don't like to put me in boxes and labels and so forth and so on. And I'm finding that most people don't. So just go. But back to this, Jordan, This was hot. Completely hot. I will be thinking about this one for days. Absolutely days. And, you know, gentlemen, you should get into prostate play. You absolutely should get into prostate play. And if that's not your thing, that's fine. But I do like the fact that Jordan was open enough to sexplore himself as well. And comfortable enough, it may have been the alcohol that helped, but at least at some level, he was comfortable enough with these two to explore. Things sometimes in lust hangs. I think that we say and do things that naturally we want to say and naturally that we do desire. And sometimes that it may be just in that moment, in the heat of the moment, that I want to, whatever we rattle off with the partner that we're with, it might be just that moment. But then again, it may not be. It may be something that's stewed inside us for a long time, you know, and we just haven't. That is just, if you're like me and just blurt it out, it may just be about that. It may just be about, you know, him being in front of me and getting me getting railed in the back, you know, while I'm sucking him off. I had to, I sat down with a very lovely couple in Louisville, and I explained that to her, that it's not about the guy railing her in the back. I mean, it is and it isn't, but it's the focus is on him, you know, and if that helps her give him that fantasy, that's amazing. So kudos and shame on both of you for making me extremely wet. I need new leggings and new panties now. I should throw them in your face. That's all I really have to say. And please do send in your second stories or more or to be continueds, I should say. Stop leaving us hanging. I think this is a perfect place to stop for the day. I want to thank you again for joining me on this cliffhanger show, as we can see. Don't forget, I will be in Chicago in April and in Wichita. So if you're in Kansas, oh gosh, I got to pull up the freaking dates again. So I'll be in Chicago Exotica for the 12th and the 13th, flying home on the 14th. So it's really early. You won't see me Exotica on Sunday, but I will be in Wichita the following Friday and Saturday. I believe it's the 19th and 20th and I will be posting the link in the show notes. And I will also be posting the link in my social media. So if you follow me there, you'll be able to see it there as well. And in closing, hello, lover. Why don't we? Oh, yeah. I need to get a new one, don't I? I know you like to control me in public. I think we should do that again. What about you? And until next time, ladies and gentlemen, have a un-cliffhanger type of week.